Bob, when you looked at last year and then coming into this training camp, what has been your point of emphasis in to improve this defense?
Well, I think you always have to go back to page one, really. You know, you start with the basics, and every season, you know, has a life of its own, and every training camp does too. So this is really the time you're building your foundation technique-wise for the entire year, because as the season goes, you know, we're very limited in contact practices. Let's go. The way Andy runs camp, we get a lot of reps, which is fantastic, you know, so you can zero in whether you're a D lineman working on hand placement or a DB working on your footwork or whatever it is. But this is a real crucial and pivotal time. And, you know, I think one of the challenges for players is that, you know, you can never let boredom enter the process. You have to do those same drills with a new intensity and new focus each day. The cumulative effect, that's pretty positive.
I want to ask you about your front seven. It appears your depth has improved a great deal. How better are you in that front seven?
Well, I think our depth, particularly at the linebacker position, inside and outside, has improved greatly. And then interior-wise, you know, we have some guys that are moving parts. It's been a good process for us that way, but I think we have a really good nucleus.
Your pressure packages, you've shown a lot during training camp. For those to work, what has to happen?
You have to stop the run. You like teams to be one-handed. That allows you to attack in different ways. There's a lot of elements that go into it, Mitch. There's the disguise factor. There's the complementary factor. You know, that's our fastball. This is our curveball. And I think that's important for us. But there's a lot of techniques that go into those pressures that the players work really hard on. Because a lot of the elements are the same, whatever pressure we do. It's just different people doing them. And then, you know, you have to do it with speed and force. If you don't bring speed and you don't bring force, you're going to have a hard time affecting the quarterback. Raise the heartbeat a little bit of that guy, you know, because they can sit back there calm and cool. You know, some of these guys are pretty good. So you don't always sack them, but you want to affect them.
Seeing more college-type formations and plays enter the NFL game, what about defending those kind of plays, 5 to 7 to 12 yards, and what has to happen to improve in that area?
Well, I think that we're uptight. You know, so we're going to discourage maybe a few more of those than the teams that play off. But there's no question the influence of college football is coming into the NFL, because those are the players that are coming in, you know, especially at the quarterback positions. They're used to doing these things. You know, the zone read is becoming more common in our football in the NFL. And it's just becoming a play that you have to know how to defend, no different than any other play.
Final question is with your back end. 18 guys right now that you've got at DB, it seems wide open. What about that group in total, and what has to happen back there for your defense to improve?
Well, I think, you know, the style that we play, where we're going to challenge almost every throw, which is what we like to do. You know, we don't like anybody to feel comfortable throwing the ball. And if you do complete it, we want it in a tight window where we're close by. And we want you to know that if you make a mistake, it could be costly to you. The other side of that coin is, you know, you have to be able to do that down low challenge and still prevent the ball from being thrown over the top. So that puts a lot of pressure on the corners. That's where disguise comes in a little bit, and also where your rush comes in, you know, and we've got some guys that can rush the passer. So I think that's important. So we've tried to put a bigger emphasis, obviously, on, you know, not giving up the big play. Anything that isn't allowing him to operate as comfortable as he'd like. And that's really the objective of what we're trying to do. And then, you know, you come down to third down, you win on third down. So that's why it starts, hey, stuff that game run, and then let's go see if we can challenge all the throws and make them compete in that area. And no, hey, there's some pressure on those corners because they're up there tight all the time. And, you know, every defense that you have, somebody has a hard job. There's one guy that has a really hard job, and we try to tell everybody that, hey, he's got the hard job on that. Don't lose confidence in this guy. Don't lose confidence in the defense if they happen to hit one on us. That's part of the game. Get back in the huddle. Let's go. And the combination, you know, they don't defend the passes by themselves. You know, there's a lot of other guys involved there.